Welcome to London Runway Style. Each episode we look at a feature you can find in our pages or conduct an interview with a notable person in fashion. If you want to listen with a visual aid, head to londonrunway.co.uk for a digital or print copy. Today we're diving into our archives and looking at issue 12 and Hats on Film. Taking inspiration from the beautiful headwear on display during London Hat Week, we look at some of the most iconic hats in film history and how you can wear them. Breakfast at Tiffany's, 1961. No movie costume could be more iconic than Audrey Hepburn's black Givenchy dress in Breakfast at Tiffany's. The outfit would not be complete without a wide-brimmed hat and dark glasses, lending an elegance that has given this fashion moment its timeless appeal. Annie Hall, 1977. Diane Keaton's androgynous aesthetic in Annie Hall has long been a source of on-screen style inspiration, spawning generations of women in crisp white shirts, slouchy tailoring, and straight ties. The look is perfected with a black bowler hat, adding a quirky touch to the masculine styling. Desperately Seeking Susan, 1985. Desperately Seeking Susan teaches us that no 80s punk outfit is complete without an oversized velvet bow atop a messy perm. Wear them with chunky jewellery and a statement blazer to channel the 80s resurgence, or, if you're feeling brave enough to go full Madonna, fingerless gloves. Pretty Woman, 1990. First, Cinderella appeared at the ball in a gown, and then there was Julia Roberts at the races in her brown polka dot dress and sun hat trimmed with matching ribbon. Pretty Woman provides a whole wardrobe of headwear inspiration, from Vivian's platinum wig and Beatles cap to the black boater she dons to confront rude shop staff. This film shows us that the right hat can complete any look. Clueless, 1995. Cher's closet has a cult following of its very own, with a host of apps seeking to recreate her virtual dressing room and entire trends dedicated to emulating her aesthetic. Clueless is fashion shorthand for preppy tartan cords, knee socks, and copious Calvin Klein. But let's not forget the power of the humble beret to elevate anyone's most capable looking outfit. Love Actually, 2003. Let's be honest, Keira Knightley giggling, "I look quite pretty," while watching her own wedding video and effortlessly rocking a denim Baker Boy cap, might be the most irritating moment in movie history. The current noughties revival sees Baker Boy hats appearing all over the high street. Time to take note from everyone's favourite Christmas rom-com. Moonrise Kingdom, 2012. This Wes Anderson film matches vintage cinematography to a wardrobe of hazy colour palettes, Peter Pan collars, and 60s styling. Emulate Cara Hayward in her deep pink beret and coordinating coat, or try a fur cap inspired by Jared Gilman and his Boy Scout uniform. Just make sure it's faux. This episode of London Runway Style was presented by me, Chief Editor Rhiannon de Vergue. You can find full issues as well as interviews, articles, trend reports, and more at londonrunway.co.uk. And follow us at London Runway Mag on most social media channels. Until next time, enjoy.